What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I am a diagnosed narcissist, and yes, I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years strong, and also, you know, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be, you know, about how the more you do for a narcissist, the more they expect from you. And this is inspired by a conversation, a good one-on-one I had with a lady named Kim. So shout out to Kim. We were talking, and you know, she said this, and I was like, yeah, that's exactly it right there. She put in the words, but I said it in long form. She shortened it to that. So perfect. The more you do for a narcissist, the more they expect from you, which is 100,000% true. And this is what I tell people. You teach people how to treat you. You really, really do. And what you allow is what will continue. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, right, in the beginning of the relationship, they are setting the precedence for the rest of the relationship from the beginning, from the jump. So if you catch them in a lie about whatever it is, y'all, whatever they are lying about, if you catch them in a lie, and you forgive them in the beginning, they're going to keep lying to you. They're going to expect you to keep forgiving them for things like that, for similar transgressions and things of that nature. They're going to expect you to do things like that. They're going to expect you to forgive them. They're going to expect you to get over it because you did in the beginning. Why do things change now? Why are they why are they changing now? If you accepted this, whatever, it doesn't have to be a lie. It could be cheating. It could be stealing money. It could be just small lies, big lies, whatever the lie is, whatever you find out in the whatever you allow in the beginning, they're going to expect that for the rest of the relationship. You forgive them for being married. You forgive them for cheating on you. You forgive them for whatever. What's changed? If you allowed it in the beginning, why can't you allow it now? Literally, that's it right there. Because the more you give, the more they take. Literally, the more you give to a narcissist, the more they take away from you. The more love you give, the more they expect. The more affection you give, the more they expect. But guess what? They're not doing it in return. The double standards exist in a narcissistic relationship. They just do. There's no way around it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Double standards in narcissistic relationships exist. They just do. You have to deal with a double standard if you're going to be with a narcissist. You just do. You have to set your boundaries. You have to do whatever. But the double standards exist. You can't do the same things or get away with the same things that a narcissist can get away with. You can't. You're not allowed to get away with the same type of stuff. And you say, allow. Whoa, Lee. We're grown. We're adults. You can't tell me what I can and can't do. Watch. Leave them then. Do what you want to do in a relationship. If you know, do it. Do it. If the double standards don't exist, match their energy. Do exactly to them what they have done to you. See what the results are. Results may vary and use discretion. Do exactly. Go cheat on them and then tell them about it. Let them find out the same way you found out. Let them go through your phone. Let the other person reach out to them. I'm coming to you as a man. I'm coming to you as a woman. I just cheated with your significant other. I clapped their cheeks to the high heavens. It was a thunderous round of applause of cheek clapping. That's what you want to hear? How you think they will handle that? I forgive you. Huh? Because you did it, doesn't mean that they're going to do it. Don't expect the same things from a narcissist that you gifted them. Because you gifted them. The double standards exist. Like, you're dealing with me, you're not going to get the same amount of, a narcissist is not going to reciprocate. They're not going to give you back what you're giving. They just aren't. Because if you accepted this for so long, if you have been in a 5-year relationship with a narcissist, you've been accepting this behavior for 5 years. Why do you think I would change now? Am I not good enough for you now? This behavior has been good for 5 years, so why isn't it good enough now? Oh, I got it. You must be cheating on me. You must have found somebody else, right? I'm not good enough for you. Wow, you must have really never loved me. Because if it's not good enough now, it must not have been good enough from the beginning, right? So you must have really never loved me, because right now you sound like you don't love me. Got you. You see how easy they was? That's off the top of my head. That's how my mind works. I'm like, Lee, how the hell you just come up with that? That's off the top of my head. That's how my mind works. That's literally how my mind works. And shout out to the people who follow me but don't like me, which is weird. And I got tagged in some weird dude's video today. This is a sidebar. And people, I guess he was talking. I didn't listen to the video because I don't be caring to listen. I just go through the comments. And a lot of people were agreeing with what he said. I'm pretty sure it was negative. They was like, truth. Think you can't trust a narcissist. Why would you watch a narcissist? I click on their page and they're following me. Huh? Y'all are weird. So if you follow me and don't like me, that's weird. You're weird. Why would you trust a narcissist? Why would you watch a narcissist? But I'm going to follow him, though. Why would anybody get information from a narcissist? But I'm going to follow him, though. Y'all just want to fit in so bad. And you want to be on I want to make sure I'm on the right side of history. Which side of history you think will be right in the war against narcissism? Which way you think is going to be right? You know what I mean? The person who's helping thousands and thousands of people heal and get through and getting more people into therapy, or the people who are going against me, is trying to stop me from helping people? Which side do you think is going to be right, y'all? Seriously. Which side do you think is the better people? Which side do you think the better people are going to be on in that battle right there, y'all? Which side? Like, literally. The person who's helping, like, there's a person out here, guys. Let's take narcissist. Take the word narcissist away from me, y'all. There's a person out here who's helping thousands and thousands of people heal from toxic relationships, heal, you know, get the therapy, live better lives, understand that they're not crazy, and just like helping more people feel comfortable in their own mental health to go get help and things like that. there's a person out here who's doing exactly all that type of stuff. But then, guys, there's people on the other side of it who don't like this person helping people, who's helping more people than almost anybody in the same division, in the same, you know, field that he's helping people in. There's an army of people building against this person to stop him from helping people because they don't like the way he's helping people. But they're not helping people. But yeah, the people against him are also not helping anybody. They just don't like him. I'm back, y'all. Which side sounds right and which side sounds wrong? Seriously. Which side sounds right and which side sounds wrong? I want to know. Because it sounds weird as hell that people trying to stop somebody from helping thousands of people heal because they don't like him because they see the word narcissist. Weirdo shit, y'all. Y'all gonna be cussing. Anyway, y'all. Okay, I'm back. So, yeah. Don't expect more from a narcissistic person. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist, y'all, it's not gonna be equal give and equal take. It's just not. It's not gonna be put equal push, equal pull. It's not gonna be equal anything like that. You're just not going to get that. I think people need to understand that when you're dealing with a narcissist, you're not gonna give equal give and equal take. You just don't get that. You're not going to get in what you put out of it. And some people are like, y'all, I'm serious. And this is not a judgment on some people. Some people are okay with that as long as they're getting something out of it. If you give 100% effort and you're getting nothing back, that's what most people have the problem. Some people are like, look, I'm fine putting in 100%. If I can give this, if I can at least get 25, 30, 40%, if I can at least get some acknowledgement for my attempts, like some acknowledgement for the things that I do. You know what I mean? That's what people want, y'all. Huh? That's what people want. Seriously. Some people want it. I'm not here to judge people, y'all. The only people I really, really judge are the people who keep taking their kids back into toxic relationships where they get beat up in front of their kids or death threats in front of their kids or almost unalived in front of their kids. Those are the only people I judge. I'm not going to stop judging, y'all. I know situations are different, but your kids deserve better. Especially if you have the ability to leave toxic relationships and you just choose to keep going back into them. I know the trauma bond exists, y'all, but you can break the trauma bond. I know it's tough, but you can break it. You can get away from it. You can get through it. You can get past it. But those kids deserve better. You got to fight better. You got to fight harder. Love them harder. Love them more. Like, do you, y'all? I want y'all to be better. I want your kids to win. I want you to win. I hope y'all know that, too. I made plenty of videos saying that I just want y'all to win, literally. That's why I'm here to help y'all win. I got narcissists going against me. Oh no, I just killed a bug. Sorry. There's narcissists going against me too, y'all. So I get it from empaths, I get it from narcissists, I get it from codependents. Everybody coming at me, but it's all good. But yeah. Just to deal with a narcissist, like, yo, don't, you know, the more you give to them, the more they're gonna expect of it. They just are. You give me $100, I need $110 next time. You give me 100% of your love, I need 150% of your love next time. You see how that works out? It's going to be give, give, give. It's going to be take, 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 take. They're going to be taking from you a lot. So if you're okay with them taking and giving and getting nothing back, then this is the relationship for you, pretty much. You know? But I want people, like I said, I really, really do want people to win. So I'm out here just talking and trying to help you understand the mind of a narcissistic person, because you don't, trying to understand it from your perspective will lead you into probably feeling crazy sometimes. Narcissistic people make you feel crazy sometimes. You know what I mean? So I say, now you're in the position of power right now. You really are. I keep telling people that all the time. Like, you are actually in the position of power to take your life back, to take your strength back. Because you don't have to, like, if you're not getting equal, if there's not equal give and equal take, what's the point then, y'all? Relationships are meant to be, you know, coexisting together, not just coexisting, loving, caring about each other, not just, you know, just one person loving somebody more than the other person. The other person just, you know, coasting off the love of the other person. You know what I mean? I really, really want people to win. I really want people to see the world from the way I see the world, to see yourself the way to see yourself in the best light, to paint the best picture of yourself possible. You can't do that a lot of times when you stay with toxic people who are giving you nothing. They're just taking from you. They're taking love from you, and by taking love from you, they're taking love away from your kids if you have them. They're taking love away from your friends if you have them. They're taking love away. It's a process, y'all. It's not just the tangled web we weave. You understand? But anyways, y'all, I'm truly thankful for y'all. I want everybody to win. I really, really do. I'm thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. You know, turn on those notifications. And you know, this is not victim blaming, y'all. I know people are like, just sound victim blaming. This is victim empowerment. This is helping you shift from victim to survivor to thriver. Because when you thrive, you shine. You know what I mean? Don't let anybody dull your glow or dull your kids' glow. Your kids deserve better. You deserve better. I can say that all I want to, but you have to live it. You have to mean it. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, folks, truly appreciate y'all. Y'all know I do. Y'all know I do. You really, really know I do. I take extra time to come over here and talk to you. You know, without the YouTubers around, the YouTube subscribers around. I'm just joking, y'all. If y'all subscribe to my YouTube too, y'all know it's all love. It really, really is. So I'm truly thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music if you haven't already. Or leave a good review, y'all. I read them online too sometimes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.